WGNSTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hello, Irish fans, and welcome to another edition of Dome and Domer. My name is Mike Brammer, and joining me, as always, Ed Jordanic. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to talk about the Notre Dame-Washington matchup this Saturday at Notre Dame. Well, Ed, as we've been saying week in and week out the last few weeks, this is obviously the biggest game of Charlie Rice's career. But I think this definitely will be an interesting one from the standpoint that, you know, this is going to be a real coaching matchup for Weiss from the standpoint that this is a big game. I mean, these guys have got to come out. They got to, you know, obviously there's a little bit of anxiety to make up for the close wins that we've had the last 2 weeks. But this is going to say a lot about this football program right now in the state that it's in, going against a pretty formidable Washington opponent. Certainly a lot more formidable than we thought going into this season.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a game where we kind of know the shoulds. You know, we know Notre Dame should win. We know they should be able to run the ball. We know they should be able to play some pretty good defense and get after it a little bit. And we also know that it should be great preparation for USC because you've got a coach, an offensive-minded coach, is the new head coach at Washington, and you've got a defensive coordinator who's been at USC for the last several years. So all those things line up pretty well for us to kind of come out and take another step in the progression of what we think is a developing and improving football team and program. But as we found out, we really don't know a lot about what we're going to get from 1 week to the next. There are certain areas of the game where they come out and show improvement and play well, and you know, in other areas that that we're like, you know, this has got to get fixed and fixed in a hurry if we want to win next week. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a good game. I do think that obviously there's some things different about this season than seasons in the past for us. I mean, one, we finally got some mature talent on this team. And these guys have proven that they can win down the stretch in big games. You know, the game at Purdue, that's a night game. The place is going nuts. They're up, you know, with a couple minutes to go, and we drive right down the field and score to win the game and silence the crowd. So, you know, you think that that kind of stuff happens, and you end up building upon that, and it really bodes well if these guys can play well in the game against Washington, because then I think, you know, it really sets up the rest of the season of us getting a week off before we got to face USC, really putting this football team in a situation where the possibility of beating SC at home, which is something, you know, probably inconceivable about midway through last year, you know, is closer to reality. And that's the kind of progression you want to see the football team heading in.
Yep. I think one of the things that you've got to give these guys definitely credit for is they seem emotionally ready to play every Saturday so far. And I think that comes from, like you said, maturity and leadership. Now, they've made mental errors. You know, they've made physical mistakes. We all know that. But there were times, I think, that we saw in the last couple of years, they would come out flat. They just didn't seem to be, you know, in the game emotionally. And we've talked about this for the last several years about Charlie making that transition from a professional environment where it is you show up and you're ready to do your job versus guys like this, you know, who need a little bit of a, you know, a little bit more kind of motivation sometimes. You got to come up with a new hook every week to get them, you know, on the edge, ready to go at 3:30 on Saturday. But one of the things that I have been pleased about is they seem to be ready to play when the bell goes off every Saturday. They run around. Maybe I'm just kind of seeing the improved athleticism more than emotion. It's funny how suddenly better athletes look like they're playing with more emotion. But I do think that we got to give them credit for, and that comes from some leadership too. You know, the Olsons and the Smiths and the McCarthys and the Clausens have stepped up, and I think that it shows that from Monday or Sunday perhaps afternoon through, you know, through Friday at noon, they're getting on guys and, there's no, you know, they practice hard during the week and that's reflected on Saturday.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, let's hope that, Washington, I mean, obviously they've got some talent at quarterback. We know what we're going to see there. You know, with his mobility and stuff, supposedly Tail's going to see some more time on the field, which I think is a good thing. I mean, I do think that him being a freshman is not as easy, even though the kid's a great talent. It's not that easy to step into the college football game to make that jump and to really feel comfortable with where you're at, the play calling and so forth on defense. And to me, I've seen a little bit of that where he's kind of unsure and a couple times when he's lining up. But once the ball snapped, I mean, it's real obvious he's got a nose for the ball. So, you know, I'd like to see him get a little bit more playing time and certainly show some of his athleticism playing against, you know, the likes of, whatever the guy's name is.
Locker,
yeah. He's only an NFL prospect and I can't even think of his name. Obviously, I'm fixated on one quarterback. His name starts with Jim. So, but yeah, I mean, any event, you
make a really interesting point because I think one of the things, that as a coach, you know, that you kind of have to strike a balance is you've got this guy who obviously has a lot of physical ability, who's obviously going to be a pretty darn good football player, and you want to get him on the field, but at the same time, you have to strike that balance between fitting him into your scheme and still getting him on the field and letting him go and do what he does best, which is use his physical ability to get to the football in a bad mood, as Lou Holtz used to like to say. So, you know, you gotta get him out there and not kind of overwhelm him with stuff so that when he gets out there, he isn't thinking too much. But at the same time, you can't kind of revolve a defense or a scheme or your sets just because you've got this freshman that everybody wants to see on the field and that you know has skills. So, it'll be real interesting as each week goes by to see how Tenuta and Corwin handle that, striking that balance between getting your best players on the field, many of whom are underclassmen, and staying within a system, within their scheme, you know, and trying to, like I said, strike that balance.
Yeah, no, I think so. And certainly, I mean, for us, at least what I'm looking for is I'd like to see us win by two touchdowns. You know, let's have a game where it doesn't come down to the fourth quarter.
Right.
And, you know, and I do think Washington of the three opponents that we've played or, you know, will play, including Washington, you know, they're every bit as much as the two teams that we just beat in the last minute. And, you know, I do think that, there'll be some progression that we can show and improvement as a football team. And the way you do that is you're at home, you're getting ready for a, you know, the big stretch of the season for us. And you want to see some of that, improvement come to light. And now you've got Armando Allen healthy, who, you know, should see a heck of a lot of reps. I don't know that he's going to play as much as he has in the past, but, we've obviously got some guys stepping up that can fill in for him and spot situations and not lose much. But supposedly Clawson is pretty healthy now, that toe isn't so sore where it's bothering him on every single snap. You know, obviously with the big, gap that we still have and not having Michael Floyd out there, it's going to be interesting to see if we can finally put together, the kind of game that we saw in the first game of the season with Nevada, only with probably arguably a better opponent, clearly some better coaching on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I think the game is probably going to be, you know, that Notre Dame, like you said, should win by two touchdowns. I think the variables in this game will be special teams. It sounds like, you know, we're going to go with the freshman punter. You never know, kind of, you know, a big special teams play one way or the other could be an issue. It sounds like it's going to be a wet field and maybe some rain. So I think turnovers will play a big part. So in other words, if we can kind of, you know, take care of business in terms of taking care of the football, then I think that, you know, you kind of take some of those wild cards out of it and you might have a chance to be able to, you know, be in control as you get, you know, deep into the second half. But, you know, if you put the ball on the ground, if, you know, freshman lets a snap, you know, slide through his fingers and chases it down and, you know, when that kind of crazy stuff starts happening, that's when all of a sudden you've got one of these, you know, crazy finishes again. So that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about some of the crazy stuff happening, because I think just in terms of strengths and weaknesses, matchups, they're going on the road. You know, I'd much rather play a team that's got a great quarterback and some difficulty and in the trenches than the other way around.
Yeah, and the other side of improvement that obviously we'd like to see is directed at Charlie Weiss, which would be, you know, put us in a situation where we don't have to win in the last minute. Not so much as him, I think more from the standpoint of the way he calls the game. You know, it's okay to be a little conservative when we might want to pin him deep while we're up 10, rather than shorten the field and have it be a 60-yard drive for him, because all it takes is one play. You give up one big play, like you say, on a wet field where our defensive back slips, anything like that. I think it's going to be real interesting to see how Charlie handles the situation where we come to that first 4th and 2 and we're on our 40-yard line. We come to that first, you know, is Charlie gonna, cause obviously what he's done in the past is, you know, that kind of, arrogance starts to show. And, you know, I think that you gotta consider the psyche of your team, where things are at, where you're at in the season, you know, what we're ultimately shooting for here. And, you know, we don't need to win by 28. Let's get a good solid 14-point win. But, you know, just from an offensive scheme, I mean, is he gonna come out and really try and control the line of scrimmage right off the bat and run the ball right down their throats? Cause he's done that before. He's come out and run it 10 times in a row.
Well, that seems to be what the matchup dictates. You know, obviously Stanford ran for, I think, 350 last week against Washington, and I would expect that they would try and immediately establish the running game. I think we'll see Christ again in the package, where you'll see him sprint out and run, and, you know, run that package. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he's in the game again to change things up. And we might even see Golden in the backfield again, even with Armando healthy, you know, just to switch things up. So yeah, I think that's going to be, especially if we've got some issues weather-wise, I could definitely see it, you know, kind of a little bit of a ball control game, and at least that'll be his first scripted 18 plays. I think the emphasis will be on, you know, establishing the line of scrimmage, time of possession, you know, basically smash mouth him a little bit, and then play action. You know, and hit Rudolph and play action, and, you know, hit guys, you know, maybe in the middle of the field for some strikes. And that will, I think, look a lot like Charlie's first year. You know, I think that we saw that right away when we didn't know what to expect. And you saw a lot of that with Brady and that group. I think it'll be something, you know, that's going to be the approach. That's going to be the goal, and we'll see how well they execute.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, especially with the way conditions are going to be. But clearly, I mean, Stanford had, you know, 424 yards on Washington. Now, Toby Gerhard, who he's a tough running back. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. That guy can run the football. So, you know, that doesn't surprise me that he put up, you know, 200 yards on Washington. But I think the fact of the matter is, you come out, you establish the run, you clip off 4 and 5 yards of carry. I mean, it's really going to loosen it up for Clawson. And the way his pinpoint accuracy has been this year, I don't think you need to give him a whole heck of a lot for him to torch you. So it would be nice to really play some mistake-free football in the first half and really get control of the line of scrimmage. Let's put in a couple scores, you know, taking down the clock as much as we possibly can before we turn it over back to them. And I think if we can do that, I find it really hard for Washington to mount any kind of a comeback against us in that scenario.
Well, that's why I think your comments about, you know, some of those strategic coaching decisions is so important, because, you know, a lot of times, at least from a fan's perspective, you know, you can, you know, you can't win a game in the second or third quarter, but you can at least plant the seeds of losing a game. You know, you
nobody's going to challenge Charlie Weiss for punting it in the second quarter when it's 4th and 2. I mean, you're going to forget about that at the end of the game.
Or even kicking a field goal on 4th and 3 from the 7. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, put points on the board. It's a long game. And, you know, show some confidence in your team. Show maybe a little bit of confidence in your defense, especially in the first half. Listen, there'll be plenty of time to, you know, to push the panic button and chuck it down the field and go for it on fourth down if it's a close game in the second half, you know, in the fourth quarter, which we hope it's not. But, you know, but right off the bat, just, you know, just play with confidence and play like you're going to win by 2 touchdowns, especially in the first and second quarter.
Yeah, it's easy to say this, obviously, from the sidelines where we are, you know, looking in on this. But, you know, part of it is Charlie just getting in the heat of the battle. I think that while he's there on the sidelines, the competitive juices take over. And, you know, there he's got the clipboard in his hand or the, you know, whatever they call that now,
the laminated
play chart. There you go. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you feel in a position of power down there when you're in that situation and you're looking in on your team and you're like, you know, like, come on, man, we can get this. And, the fact of the matter is if you take a step back and you're calm, cool, collected, a lot of times you just don't want to put yourself in bad situations. And that's how you manage a game when you're expected to win.
I wish you had like a little Bluetooth headset, you know, that was connected to, you know, Era's Bluetooth headset up in the box where he could just say, okay, coach, give me the big picture. You know, what should I do here? Because I want to go for it. I want to chuck it. I want
to. Well, no, I think, you know, what we need to do is we need to have like everybody on ND Nation or whatever have some sort of text message that we can send that would immediately pull results of whether or not we should go for it on 4th and 2. And then all Weiss has got to do is look up at the scoreboard and see where the fan base is saying.
Yeah,
then he knows that he's not going to get in trouble if he goes with the majority of the fans. So.
And by the way, it's still a couple weeks away, but I expect the fans that sit in the last row of the stadium to smuggle in some signs during the USC game with every single recruit's name that's in for that game, followed by 2013 first team All-American at Notre Dame or something like that. I mean, you know, make them feel welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there's obviously we got some recruits coming in this weekend.
Yeah.
But he's also got quite a few planned for the USC game, which I think that's great. I mean, I think that's awesome. That says a lot that he's asking them to come to that game. And I tell you what, if we could pull that game off with those recruits there, that's going to say a heck of a lot. I mean, people don't realize how much of an impact that actually has, when you have recruits come in for a big game, big time, prime time. I mean, that's the kind of situation you want to see with your recruits.
Yep. And it's a statement game for Charlie personally as a coach at Notre Dame, for this team. You know, do they have to win the game? They don't have to win the game, but they have to play well. I mean, they have to show they're competitive. I mean, they've got to be right in there, you know, in the second half with a chance to win the game, I think, because, you know, they have not played well against top 10, competition. They've not played well against, teams that recruit well. And that's why I think Charlie's recruiting record is all the more remarkable because, He's gotten, you know, some real quality kids to come here, despite not necessarily doing well on the big stage since his first season. So, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but there's going to be a lot riding on that Saturday, and I'm just glad that we've got, a game that we're going to play a very similar team in terms of style, you know, in terms of structure, not necessarily in terms of personnel, but certainly in the way they'll come at us this weekend. And then I'm glad we're going to have 2 weeks to prepare. You know, Lou was the master of, you know, having 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks for a bowl game. So we're going to get a chance also to get some rest, get some guys healthy. But again, I don't want to count any chickens. Let's focus on Saturday and take care of business.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of time to go after that game. All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap it up here. You've been listening to Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame sports from a fan's perspective. For Ed Jordanic, I'm Mike Brammer. Thanks for listening. And for Larry Dare, you'll hear us next time. See ya.